Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Joseph Smith with Missouri University of Science and Technology.
Oil prices, cut in half or even more. And so what the industry has done is find ways to extract oil more effectively with newer equipment. And so what we're looking at is more of the technology to extract it. And we're not into the hydraulic fracturing. Other people here at the university are in the geological department. But my research is more focused on the extraction process itself, as I mentioned. So what I have done though in working with my colleagues here is in the geological department, in the petrochemical department, is to look at ways to recover more oil, cheaper, using more efficient collection methods. And so that's not my research, but my research is more focused on the thermal extractions process. I don't know if that is what you're after, but that's what my research is. The press release is based on work that I've done with my colleagues here and developing other extraction methods. That's not my research. My research is more focused on, as I mentioned, using alternative heat sources, finding ways to get more out of the rock for less money. And so
that's kind of where all the questions lead down to is the fracking revolution came, like you said, $100 oil kind of allowed the science projects to happen at the wellhead. Prices went down. They had to weed out which science projects were going to keep working, which ones weren't. Some, go the LNG route to do some things. Some people don't. Do you have a dollar figure like 40, 50, 60 bucks that would be the new $100, I guess that's even kind of difficult from shale play to shale play, but just what are some of the after effects that you've seen by companies implementing some of these new technologies, I guess?
Yeah, so what has happened is obviously companies that are able to adjust and use newer technology, are still around. Others that, are not as nimble, not able to adjust, basically aren't around anymore. It happens always in business, right? I mean, as you look at things, for example, the ethanol industry up in Minnesota, where I just got back from, there are a lot of corn ethanol plants up there. And as gas prices went down, a lot of those went out of business too. But companies that stuck around were ones that were able to, hybridize their system, so they get more out of it than just the main product. What the companies are that have stayed around, what other products can they produce? How can they drive more value from the same amount of work? And that's what they've done. And there's a refinery, a corn refinery here in Missouri. They produce 5 different products now, and so their cash flow has been affected because of that hybridization. And so companies like that in the Balkan, they've done the same thing. They found ways to not just get, shale gas, but to find, other products that they can produce, from their wellhead. And one of the big issues, up in North Dakota, is flaring that gas. And so there are technology that we're working with, finding ways to compress that gas and collect it so you don't flare as much, which is good. The environmentalists love that. But also then you produce more liquid that then improves the bottom line. And that's what companies have done that are still around. They found ways to hybridize, to get more out of, what they're producing for the same amount of work.
And also, you mentioned that it's has something to do with gas prices too. I mean, it's looking at like the lower prices at the gas pump have something to do with this. Is that just to correlate the price of oil, or was there some other ripple effect through that was allowing the prices to be a little bit lower at the pump?
Yeah, I think that it's more than just the oil prices. I was over in Hawaii. Obviously, Hawaii, everything is imported. And so gas, you know, gasoline prices, the pumper, you know, $3.50 a gallon. Up in Minnesota, it was like $2.04, $2.05. And so, you know, it's more than just the price of oil. There are a lot of things that come into play. In California, obviously, they have a lot of stricter regulations, so you have a lot higher prices in California as well. So the other things that come into play besides oil prices are certainly important. The U.S., because of the work that the industry has done in developing this resource, you know, has basically threatened the folks in the Middle East. You know, I've been in Riyadh several times, and, you know, every time I go over there, they ask me about oil shale and what's happening. And, you know, when the new prince took over, things changed, and new policy. And but what we've seen, you know, the Saudis dumping oil, and now they're, you know, this morning, you know, the latest news I saw, you know, again, Saudis and Iran are loggerheads. You know, they can't come to any kind of agreement, so there's no you know, cap on production. There's no, you know, record numbers, right? And so that's because of what's happened. Really, it's driven what's happened in the U.S. The U.S. is a huge market, and so as we continue to develop that industry, that threatens the Saudis. And so obviously that's kind of what happened, and now we're at that. We're at that point, you know. But it's actually, you know, it's hard for the U.S. industry for that to happen. But at the same time, there's a positive in it, is that it causes the U.S. industry to get stronger and figure out ways to do it cheaper, and so we'll be more competitive in the long run. It's kind of the story of the oil industry. You know, Daniel Yergin's book, The Prize, has got lots of stories over the, you know, last 100 years of the same thing happening. You know, so, you know, I won't go into any of those stories, but clearly business conditions drive innovation. And a lot of that happens in universities, you know, but a lot of it happens in companies. Coke Industries is a great example. Fred Koch developed a new technology to upgrade his crude, and Standard Oil didn't like it. He goes to Europe, Eastern Europe, and he develops it there, and then he brings it back. And so, you know, same thing happens time and again, which we're seeing that right now with the fracking industry. New technology comes online, allows them to produce more products, you know, lower price. They're more effective at drilling, they're more effective at extracting, they're more effective at collecting. So their prices are, you know, lower, and so then they can still make a profit and stay in business. Not all of them, but you know, there's still this thriving business.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Joseph Smith with the University of Missouri Science and Technology, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com.